Diva Kodja, Ishmisher, Joe Ballard, Thoughtful Rise with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello, friends. I'm Joe Ballard, and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme, you'll hear all types, styles, and genres of Irish music: traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish, and old time Irish songs, with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography, and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello, friends, and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. everton274@sky.com. everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, or a question to ask. Now, the dust has settled on our St. Patrick's Festival. Things have been put away for a year, but we had a great time, all of us, over here in Ireland, and I hope you had, no matter what part of the world you're in, that you celebrated St. Patrick's Day. Getting off to a good start with the Dubliners, yes. This is a song, that can be always guaranteed to get audience participation. The Dubliners, and they tell us the story of the Wild Rover. Sounds like a fierce dog.
I've been a wild rover for many's the year, and I've spent all me money on whiskey and beer. But now I'm returning with gold in great store, and I never will play the wild rover no more. And it's gone. And I told the landlady me money was spent. I asked her for credit, she answered me nay. Such a custom as yours I can have every day. And it's no nay, pocket 10 sovereigns bright, and the landlady's eyes opened wide with delight. She says, I have whiskies and the wines of the best, and the words that you told me were only in jest. And it's no nay never, no nay never, no I've done, and I'll ask them to pardon their prodigal son. And when they've caressed me as oft times before, I never will play the wild rover no more. And it's no nay never, no nay never, no more will I play.
No more will I play the wild rover.
Well, I hope you are joining in the synchronized singing there, and the Dubliners and the Wild Rover. Larry Cunningham was famous for his song Lovely Leitrim, but Leitrim isn't the only place that Larry sang about. No, he sang about the cottage by the Lee. We'll be coming back to the River Lee later on in the programme. I think I've told you this before, that this is one of my favourite Cork songs. And let's hear how Larry treats that lovely song, A Cottage by the Lee. And the lyrics in this are really poetic.
It's well I know that often folks keep wondering when in my eyes a far-off love this sea. What can it be, the cause of all my dreaming? What is this dream so very dear to me? And true to tell, 'tis often I go roaming in dreams along the road of memory, to where my heart will find its consolation within that lovely cottage by the Lee. My home sweet home that I so fond cherry. The dear ones, they mean everything to me. In all this world, if there can be a heaven, I'm sure it's in that cottage by the Lee. It's grand to stand outside that cottage doorway and gaze across the cornfields rich and gold, to hear the stream go rippling by the meadow, or watch the shepherd calling to from down the lane that winds behind the garden. A blackbird greets the smiling summer, and as his music echoes o'er the valley, you smile and bless the day that you were born. Yes, that's my dream, my lovely dream of homeland. And though I thought a rover I could be, 'tis soon I found I left my heart behind me within that lovely cottage by the Lee.
You know, I think that's one of Larry Cunningham's best tracks. Maybe I'm a bit biased because I love the song, but it was well done, well sung and well arranged, was it not? Now here's the story. It's rather ironic coming from me. There are none so blind as those who cannot see. The young girl loves the man. He's in and out of the house. He's one of the neighbours and he works on the land and he comes and visits them. But he still doesn't realise that the young girl in the house loves him. And every time she looks into his eyes, well, and then he's thinking of going away and she's broken hearted. But there is a happy ending. Oh, yes, there is. This story is so beautifully told to us by Anne-Marie O'Riordan.
He reached for his cap that hung on the door as he bid everybody goodbye. Thanks for the tea, I'll see you tomorrow, please God, if the weather holds dry. Young Maggie thanked Johnny for coming around and helping to bring in the hay. But nobody heard her whispering thoughts, the words she was wanting to say. Johnny, Johnny, I'm falling in love with you, why can't you realize? Can't you feel the beat of my heart each time that I look in your eyes? Maggie and Johnny go back a long way to a childhood of sweet memories. Walking from school on a warm summer's day and climbing those shady oak trees. But school days are over and Johnny has said to some foreign shores he may go. And it breaks her wee heart that Johnny may part, not knowing how she loves him so. Johnny, Johnny, I'm falling in love with you, why can't you realize? Can't you feel the beat of my heart each time that I look in your eyes? It was late the next day when the work was all done. She caught him alone for a while. He said, how's it going, young Maggie McCann, me girl with the heavenly smile? Her rosy cheeks flushed as she stared at the ground. At Johnny, you're telling me lies. Then she lifted her head when the words that he said brought tears to her pretty blue eyes. Hey Maggie, I'm falling in love and this night is too young for goodbyes. Can't you hear the beat of my heart each time that I look in your eyes?
She never makes a bad track, does she? Anne-Marie O'Riordan, my favourite female Irish singer. She is wonderful. And here's another love story. You see, the young girl was spinning at the spinning wheel. An tuirnín is the Irish word for spinning wheel. And she was spinning. And her young lover, he got to the window. And he was trying to attract her attention. And all the time, the blind grandmother was sitting knitting in beside the fire, and the poor young man was trying to attract this young girl's attention. Eventually he did, because Granny was saying, Eileen Acora, Eileen my love, I hear someone tapping at the window. No, it's not Granny, it's the ivy against the glass flapping. Oh Eileen, I hear somebody sighing. No Granny, it's not. Well, she says mother dear, but you know what we're talking about. And she says, no, it's the wind. Anyway, he's saying to her, get up on the stool. You know the story, the lovely story of the spinning wheel, told to us here by Foster and Allen.
Mellow the moonlight to shine is beginning. Close by the window, young Eileen is spinning. Bent o'er the fire, her blind grandmother sitting is crooning and moaning and drowsily knitting. Merrily, cheerily, noiselessly whirring, swings the wheel, spins the wheel, while the foot stirring, sprightly and brightly and airily ringing, thrills the sweet voice of the young maiden singing. Eileen O'Hara, I hear someone tapping, 'tis the ivy, dear mother, against the glass flapping. I surely hear somebody sighing, 'tis the sound, mother dear, of the autumn winds dying. Merrily, cheerily, noiselessly whirring, swings the wheel, spins the wheel, while the foot stirring, sprightly and brightly and airily ringing, thrills the sweet voice of the young maiden singing. There's a farm at the casement, the farm of her true love, and he whispers with face bent, I'm waiting for you, love. Get up on the stool, through the lattice step lightly, we'll rove in the grove while the moon's shining brightly. Merrily, cheerily, noiselessly whirring, swings the wheel, spins the wheel, while the foot stirring, sprightly and brightly and airily ringing, thrills the sweet voice of the young maiden singing. Slower and slower and slower the wheel swings, lower and lower and lower the reel rings, ere the reel and the wheel stop their ringing and moving, through the grove the young lover by moonlight are roving.
Recently, I obtained a box set of Michael English. Now, heretofore, I only had one CD of Michael English. Michael, who is an excellent singer, he does a lot of country and Irish, and he does a lot of country as well, just plain country. But in this particular box set, he sings some lovely songs. He sings standards as well, a couple of Andy Williams hits and one or two other hits that are well, as I say, well known. Doesn't sing an awful lot of Irish material on the box set, but he does sing this lovely song entitled Ireland, My People, My Home. I think it's a lovely song and he gets it just right in my book. Have a listen, see what you think.
God in his work has created fine places, places of beauty, of silver and gold. But there is a spot that shines far more than any. It's Ireland, my people, my home. Oft in the day you can hear the birds singing round the fields and the trees as they fix their abode. Looking over the land, you can see all the beauty of Ireland, my people, my home. Round the rivers and streams, it's the place of my dream. From its beauty I never will roam. So long may it stay in its own special way. Ireland, my people, my home. Time on this earth gets much shorter, and my friends and my family have long gone before. I look back on the time when my heart was much younger. In Ireland, my people, my home. Round the rivers and streams, it's the place of my dreams. From its beauty I never will roam. So long may it stay in its own special way. Ireland, my people, my home. Ireland, my people, my home.
Do you see what I mean? The way he treats that song, gorgeous, as I say so often before on the program with lots of other songs. Lovely arrangement, lovely orchestration, and a lovely treatment of the song. And here, along the same lines, in fact, I came across this track the other day while searching for something else. Nathan Carter, My Dear Ireland.
See the green grass growing in the fields nearby. Purple heathered mountains and a clear blue sky. See the old thatched cottages and the rippling streams. This is my dear Ireland. What a beautiful scene. You're my homeland, my dear Ireland, and I love you through and through. For I was born here, and I'll die. For my dear Ireland, I love you. Fishing boats are sailing on the morning tide. Hear the seagulls calling. On the cliffs nearby. Oh, the evening sunset with the blood red sky. This is my dear Ireland. I love you till I die. You're my home. Fall. I've traveled many lands, many sights I've seen, but they don't compare with my lovely Isle of Green. For there's something special about this isle so fine. This is my dear Ireland, forever on my mind. You're my homeland, my dear Ireland, and I'll love you through and through, for I was born here, and I'll die here for my dear Ireland. I love you for my dear Ireland. I love you.
Yes, I think we'll have to go looking for some more material by Nathan Carter there. It sums it up beautifully. My dear Ireland. Now, I'm going to tell you a story, so I have to have your full attention, right? Here in Ireland, we have a number of travelling people, people who travel around. They're known as the travellers or the itinerants, and they travel around from town to town buying and selling. I think they have such things all over Europe, the gypsies and itinerants, but here in Ireland, they're known as the travellers. And unfortunately, due to circumstances, sometimes beyond their control, they get a very bad reputation and get treated very badly. And now, this is a shame, I think, in my book. But here's a story of Rosie. Rosie is a travelling girl. She's a young girl and she goes to school. And because she's a travelling girl, she gets looked down on by her fellow pupils. And PJ Murray's telling us the story, but it does have a lovely ending. Now, you do have to give this song your full attention. And they're telling us the story of Rosie.
It only seems like yesterday I watched the school kids play. The big clock on the smoke-stained wall said tomorrow's another day. The roll book claimed another name. She was only new in town, but she felt the pain of a traveller's name, and that tried to bring her down. Her dress was worn and faded, as the shoes upon her feet, and a yellow-coloured ribbon tied her rain-washed hair up neat. She said her name was Rosie, she was only new in town, but she felt the pain of a traveller's name, and that tried to bring her down. Rosie, oh Rosie, please don't cry. Things will be much different by and by. And when you make the great someday, they'll say, do you remember Rosie yesterday? Her books were bought or borrowed from the banker's only son, and her study was as usual whenever school was done. The school kids laughed and they jeered at her, she was everybody's clown, but she felt the pain of a traveller's name, and that's right to bring her down. When the church bell rang on Sunday saying, 'tis time for morning mass, the kids would have the front seat like they did in Rosie's class. But it didn't seem to matter what they thought or what they found. She felt the pain of a traveller's name, and that's right to bring her down.
Rosie, oh Rosie, please don't cry. Things will be much different by and by. And when you make the grade, someday they'll say, you remember Rosie yesterday. But time was pushing onwards, and it almost seemed to say, it won't be long now, Rosie, till you soon be on your way. Taught a lesson to society, you were never on the ground, though you felt the pain of a traveler's name, and that's right to bring you down. 'Cause today in this old schoolhouse, there's a teacher just next door, and they call her Sister Rosie, and they love her, that's for sure. And she smiles when she remembers how it hurt at what they found, when she felt the pain of a traveler's name, and they tried to bring her down. Rosie, oh Rosie, please don't cry. Things will be much different by and by. And when you make the grade, someday they'll say, do you remember Rosie yesterday? Rosie, oh Rosie, please don't cry. Things will be much different by and by. And when you make the grade, someday they'll say, do you remember Rosie yesterday? Do you remember Rosie yesterday?
And well done, Rosie. PJ Morrihy there. Well done, Rosie, or Sister Rosie, as she made it in the end. In 1961, I think it was, I made my first trip to the US with the Jack Ruan Show Band. That was a tour of New York, Chicago, the Catskill Mountains, and it was, as I say, my first trip, and it stands out in my memory. I've been there quite a few times since, but the first trip always stands out, doesn't it? The trip was organized by the promoter Bill Fuller. Now, Bill has since gone to God, but his wife, Carmel Quinn, well, she was, I think she was a model, but she was also a very good artist in her own right. She could sing and recite, and I recently acquired an album of hers. I'm going to give you one of the tracks from it, but over the next few weeks I'll be playing some more of Carmel Quinn's album, because I think it's a lovely little album. Here she's telling us all about the Ballymacquilty Band.
I have no doubt you've heard about the Ballymacquilty Band, a band of great renown, sure it's known from town to town. The people come to hear the drum McGilligan bang so grand, and shout whenever they hear the music so clear. Oh, the boys and girls all follow the band for miles and miles, you think they'd only walk the yard or two. And to see them all dressed up in the very finest styles, you know they're out for a rare old hullabaloo. Oh, Murphy played the clarinet and McGilligan banged the drum, and upon me word he would make you laugh at this bumpity bumpity bum. O'Brien plays the trombone, and O'Shaughness he thinks it's grand when Cassidy plays the cymbals in the Ballymacquilty Band. They had a fine rehearsal in the Ballymacquilty Hall. McGee played best of all, sure he didn't play at all. And when they all forgot the tune, McGilligan banged the drum, which made poor Cassidy's ear feel awfully queer. Oh, the boys and the girls all followed the band for miles and miles, you'd think they'd only walked a yard or two. And when you see them dressed in the very latest styles, you know they're out for a rare old hullabaloo. Oh, Murphy plays the clarinet.
clarinet and McGilligan bangs the drum. And upon me word he would make you laugh at this bump-a-dee-bump-a-dee-bum. O'Brien plays the trombone and O'Shaughnessy thinks it's grand when Cassidy plays the cymbals with the Ballymacquilty band. O'Brien's trombone and McGilligan's drum and Murphy's clarinet and the bump-a-dee-bum of the Ballymacquilty band.
Well done there, Carmel. Carmel Quinn and the Ballymacquilty Band. And it is a lovely little album. As I said, I promised you we'll have some more in future programs. Now, here's a singer again that I haven't heard, Sean O'Connor. But earlier on the program, we played Larry Cunningham singing The Cottage by the Lee. But Larry, one of Larry's biggest hits was a song entitled Slaney Valley. The River Slaney flows, well, parts of Wicklow and into Wexford. But here, Sean O'Connor is giving his interpretation of Slaney Valley. It's not the usual one, and as I'm just warning you, it's a little bit unusual, but I think it's nice.
Your happy eyes of blue. I can hear your sweet voice say, welcome as the flowers of May. In a dream, then I whispered back to you, will you come with me? When the summer days o'er and the rocks are winging homeward in the sky, when the mountains rise away or a field of gold and gray, we'll go home to Slaney Valley, you and I. Stormy born when you said yes, brimful was my happiness. Summer sped as near before on flying feet. Never shone the moon so bright on that starry, hopeless night. Never sang the thrushes so divinely sweet. Will you come with me, a star, when the summer day is over? Feel